Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. You are listening to Conversations with Spirit 2 here on Mike Spirit FM. It's a little over 8:05 p.m. here in Canberra in the ACT in Australia. I'm your host, Matthew James. I am a clairvoyant and medium, and I have been for a very long time, put it that way. For you to find out about me and you want to know more about me, check my website out. It's www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I do distance readings, phone readings, one-to-one readings. I do intensive mediumship training, tuition. I do meditations. I do Kabbalah classes. Everything about me is on that website, so anybody who is actually interested, come over and have a look at the website and come on Facebook and say hi. I've got a public figure page on Facebook. It's MJ Medium is my public figure page. I like likes I like to say hello to everybody who comes on my page. Please do so. We have plenty of commentaries going on there. This evening's show, we are going to be doing our usual format. We have discussions, spiritual discussions, psychic discussions, all about things that go bump in the night, spiritual matters, psychic phenomena. We need to hear from you guys, though. This is the issue that we have. We need you to call in. We need you to Skype in. We need you to be guests on the show, to be callers on the show, so we can interact with you. We can answer your questions for you. We can share your experiences with you. We can enjoy your judgments as well, because we are only human beings, so if anyone wants to criticize anything that any psychic does, please come on and please share your views with us. This is the type of show that we've actually got. To actually come in and talk to us, I recommend coming in on Skype. There is a blue Skype button on the player that you will be listening to this show on. Press the button, come through on Skype. You'll come onto the switchboard. I can then bring you on into the show. If you're actually in the US and you are listening to us at this moment, there is a guest call in number. It's area code 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. We are also available for live readings as well, though that isn't the major part of this show. We still are available for live readings. I have my usual distinguished guests for Conversations with Spirit 2. I have Sharon Tunbridge from Auckland, and I also have the wonderful Nikki Stewart from Queensland. Now, what I'm going to actually say is that going to stress, you need to call in, you need to join in the fun with us. I'm also welcoming anybody who's in the chat room to also fire off questions from the chat room as well. We will answer questions on the chat room, in the chat room area, but we will not do live readings from the chat room. Live readings, you've got to call in, but anybody who has a subject, a spiritual matter, they want to talk about things or they want to share things, come over to the chat room and basically join in. Okay, to my guests, I want to introduce, first of all, Sharon Tunbridge. Hello, Sharon. How are you?
Hello, Matthew. I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you for having me back.
No problem at all. Bit of a delay, Sharon. My live audience, Sharon. So,
I do love that. I do love that adulation. It's great.
No problem. And my other guest, all the way from Queensland, is the wonderful Nikki Stewart. How are you, Nikki?
I'm fantastic. Hi, Matt. Hi, Sharon. And hi, everyone out there.
And you're not getting any applause because my audience won't actually give you any. Oh, there you go. I've got to keep remembering to put 50 cents in the meter so I can get the applause button working. So, ladies, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, well, like working, doing my usual readings, and lots of awakening, lots of learning, always learning, Matthew, always.
What's your website, Nikki? Let everybody know what your website is.
It's www.soulseed.com.au is my website.
Awesome. And Sharon, you can't get a word in edgeways. What have you been doing this week, apart from picking your boyfriend up from the airport?
Oh, yes. Well, apart from boyfriend up from the airport, nothing. No, I've been doing loads of readings, as usual. Same as Nikki, living, loving and learning.
Excellent.
And meditating, of course.
Which we will be talking about later.
Oh, I know. One of my favourite subjects.
Now, I've got a little feature that I've actually added for this evening. And do you know when we drone on, ladies, about when we're doing an extended reading or we're a little bit over time, I've got a bit of an indicator that we need to stop.
Okay.
I What do you reckon to that, ladies?
Well, that's certainly woken me up. Is it time to get up?
Oh, that's given me a deja vu to the having to get up in the morning. That's right.
It's all right. I mean, it's so funny. I did the earlier show this week. I did the Conversations with Spirit show yesterday morning, and I had Mike Spirit, Mike Davis on, who is basically the founder of Mike Spirit FM. And I was telling him about the applause button, and I hit him with the applause button right at the end, and he just burst out laughing. He thinks it's such a good idea having that applause button.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, the truth is that it's really not an applause button. You actually have all those people there now.
That's correct. I mean, what I was saying.
Cheering if they could.
Sorry, Sharon, I cut
They'd
you
be
in.
Clapping
then.
And cheering if they could.
That's correct. We are what I was saying to Nikki and to Sharon, listeners, before we actually started the show, I'm trying to emulate a front room scenario here, and I'm actually in the family room of our house, and we are actually close to the kitchen. So I'm going to warn you, everybody, if you hear the kettle or you hear the microwave, I actually want to actually bring in natural everyday sounds to make everybody feel at home. And not far away from me is my wonderful wife, Chris, and I'm trying to coax her to shout a hello. Chris, you going to say hello to everybody? She says, does she have to? She's shy. She's not going to hear.
Of course she has to. Hi, Chris.
Just say hello.
Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Chris. How
hello,
you?
Nikki.
Hi, Chris.
How are you ladies tonight?
Very well, thank you.
Oh, that's good. I can see you've got quite a bit of topics to discuss tonight, so I will just pass the mic back over to Matthew, and I'll let you three get on with it, and I'm enjoying listening to it. Okay? Speak later.
Now, we may hear Chris shouting across a few times to get on with it in the background, but it is this. I'm trying to emulate this front room sort of vibration for this show to make everybody chill and make everybody relax. We've already got a few callers, so we will be taking live calls this evening. But round robin, round one of what we actually want to talk about this evening is actually numerology. Now, this is actually suggested by Nikki. So I'm going to let actually Nikki lead with the subject about numerology. Nikki, the microphone's over to you. What do you want to talk about with numerology?
Numerology is a little bit like the cousin of astrology, but numerology is a power all on its own, and, you know, a very, very ancient tool, because everything is certainly energetic, and we all have our very particular vibration or why we're actually here. I mean, everything is encompassed, so it's obviously a number factor, vibration factor, it's an astrology factor, it is a karmic factor, all these things are involved. But numerology is a fantastic way to truly understand yourself, and when you get into the depth of numerology, it actually exposes an enormous amount of information, and it really can help you to understand and certainly some of your gifts as well. I mean, it works both ways, but it certainly is an empowering energy. And we all, as I said, we all have a particular vibration that we're born with, and we go through life cycles. We go through particular life cycles, you know, experiencing different things. So, example, we go through a life cycle, so we anticipate new beginnings, we anticipate opportunity, there is a real need to basically start again, to let go. Life will support this, so you will, you know, you will meet people, you will learn a great deal, better than you ever have. You know, then we've got, you know, across the board to the nine, we're in a nine cycle, and that is, you know, all about letting go. It's about looking back at the last 9 years, what you've experienced, what you've come to understand, what suits you, what doesn't suit you. And it is a little bit like having a spring clean of your life. And you're encouraged to do that. And so people will support that around you, you know, in a positive and sometimes a challenging way, where people will leave your life. There will be relationships that end because the karma has finished, the lessons have been learnt. So, yeah, it's interesting, and everyone, you know, can learn a lot from it. And it's one particular thing being the composition of man, or what makes man. A lot of people have associated, you know, the 666 with the number of the beast. And so everyone fears this devil connection with 666. But actually 666 is a perfect composition. It's a perfect number. It is just absolutely rhythmic. And it is composition of man, or what makes man is actually breaks down to a 666. So that's been a great lie. That's been an amazing lie that's been told to us. And so, yeah, it's...
What style of numerology you use, Nikki? Is this a hand-me-down? Is this an oral tradition from, obviously, your family line? Or is it just something that you've actually picked up yourself?
It is. It's partly family, partly what I was pushed to do in a spiritual sense since I was 13 years of age. So I've been understanding, learning, and creating my own style for the last 30 plus years, which is.
The interesting thing, Nikki, is that I use numerology myself as well, and I had a tradition handed down to me, a gypsy tradition, tongue-tied even gypsy tradition, handed down to me by my old mentor Paula. And I've sort of developed it myself into my own little take as well. I tend to call mine soul numerology. It reaches so deep. I actually find, I don't know if you find it, Nikki, it reaches to the Akashic Records and to people's actual blueprint.
Absolutely. That's how deep it is. I mean, it's as I said, it's numerology and nothing against, you know, astrology is a whole different thing, but they're all linked. You know, obviously everything is linked in the numbers and vibrations. I mean, you do get right to that core, I find as well. And it's just a great love. I have an immense respect for all the arts, but numerology I hold very, very close to my heart. It's just something that I was guided to, as you were, and, you know, basically sent on our way. And, you know, we've come to learn and understand a lot about it. And it's, the numbers are just are profound in just everyday life and cycles, the cycles that people experience, not just the, you know, the particular life cycles, but just the cycles in amongst the cycles. It's quite amazing, as you know. It's amazing.
Now, do you use the person from their birth date, or do you use it actually from their birth date in at the particular year that they're in?
I use their actual the birth date, obviously, when born. I use the cycle that they're in, so the year that they're in as well. But then I also have this formula of bringing it all together. It's hard to explain, but my version, the spin-off, is then I marry all of it up, and then there is another layer that I use, which is what I actually go off more so than, yeah, the life path is part of it, the actual individual year is part of it, but then I marry those as well and go to another level as well.
Right, what I think we should do, Nikki, because Sharon is very quiet in the background, I think Sharon
should give us
your date of birth, Sharon, and I think Nikki should give you a very short reading on her numerology to give it as an example of how her numerology works. And I think I need to do a little one as well to let people get an idea of what numerology is like. Are you au fait with that, lady?
Fabulous.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't had my numbers done. That would be great.
So, Sharon, what's your date of birth?
Well, all of it.
I don't need the year. I just need the month and day.
And what about you, Nikki? Do you need, like, all of it?
Well, if you don't...
I don't care what you do. If you don't want to reveal...
No, I'm only kidding you. It's the... If you want the year as well, it's 28.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
28th of March, 64.
Okay, so...
That makes me 24.
Yeah. Right, 28.3 is all I actually need. That's fine. So, Nikki, do you want to kick off and just give a quick example of your numerology with Sharon's date of birth?
I will. Just give me one moment. Can you talk some banter while I do this?
Yeah, I can actually start. I'll say that my numerology, I base it on the particular year that you're in, and it goes from March to March. We're dealing with Sharon here in 2013, which you're in a 1 vibration, Sharon.
Which is a
brand
new,
fresh chapter. And the idea with the brand new, fresh chapter is that the last 2 years, there's been a lot of potential karmic clearing, getting a lot of old thought systems, old ways of thinking, all those things that have held you down or tied you back. The idea is the two years is a lot of clearing and cleansing, making way for the new beginnings that you're actually bringing in this particular year. So you're in a 1, which is a new chapter, which is new openings, new opportunities. You will be shown them, but you probably won't do much about them, because when we're at college or university, year 1's generally the fresher year, and we're generally finding out all the new wonderful things about the university that we're at. So what I'm going to say, there's probably not a lot of work karmically being done this year, Sharon.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right there, Matt, because there hasn't been the first year for a long time.
But can you understand that 2012, 2011 will have been particularly difficult soul-searching years? The 8 and the 9 are technically the most difficult years.
Yeah, it was. They were profound, actually. There was heaps and heaps and heaps of movement, particularly spiritually. It felt like hard work at the time. Every day it felt like learning and major terms, crazy. So yeah, I relate to that. That's fascinating.
I mean, that,
all
that,
of that just by the numbers.
That's just for the listening. That's just really just a snapshot, 1 minute representation of the numerology. I can go into a lot more depth with the numbers. Because what I tend to do is I bring my Light of Truth oracle cards in, because they are based around numerology as well. So I do a lot of numerology readings. In fact, I actually start the readings off with numerology. Now, Nikki, have you got anything for Sharon with your numerology?
Yeah, just with your particular vibration, I mean, you are really, really prone to a lot of the cosmic junk, Sharon. So in that, it's like you've got antennas on your head. So you're going to pick up on absolutely everything, positive, negative, emotional, whatever it is, across the board. And it's your job to be able to discern, you know, what it is that you're going to, you know, embrace and what it is that you're going to let go. So that's going to be a big thing in your life. The thing about you is that you tend to be, even though, look, I mean, you are an open and absolutely beautiful woman, you do need to work through this solitary energy that you carry as well, because at times you do feel quite alone, and actually don't mind being alone, but that also puts barriers around yourself as well. So that kind of, what that does is it kind of conflicts with this cosmic junk that I'm talking about, because in some respects you will step out of things, and probably a little bit too much. So your challenge is to be able to, again, discern and not cut yourself off, let's say, emotionally. Now, your vibration is also about one that started with dependence and ends with independence. So your first half of your life would have been a lot about dependency on situations, possibly people, understanding that breaking through and becoming independent as well. So having kind of this flip and being healthy in your independence. And then also you have a very strong connection to the triangle. The triangle, pyramid triangle, is very, very healing for you. That's mind, body, soul connection. That's about harmonizing those things. So your meditation, being able to look after your body, being able to let go is all very, very crucial for you as well. And in your 1 year, it's exciting because basically the blackboard's clear now. You know, anything now that you take on board, you consciously know, okay, well, this isn't really good for me. And if you go ahead, you're starting to create karma again. So it's just very important.
Understand.
Yeah, very important now that we are conscious, and anything now that we jot on that board, we're aware of what we're doing, and then obviously positive, negative, discerning, and trying to create, you know, the least amount of karma as possible, which you will do. So that's me for now.
Fantastic. Gosh, and all of that just by a couple of numbers, and it was bang on. Incredible.
And what's really interesting and quite scary, Sharon, is the depth that you can actually go to, and where you can actually plot someone's life on a predictive level just by going through the numbers.
And so you guys are looking at the individual numbers, the 2 and the 8 and the 3, or how
No, what I'm actually doing is I'm adding the 28 to the 3, which is, and then I'm adding it to 2013. Now, I already know that 2013 adds up to 6, but obviously 28 plus 3 equals 31, so the 3 plus 1 equals 4, so it's that's where I get the 1 vibration from.
Ah, see.
Take it down to a number between 1 and 9. So, for example, if you add all your date of birth up, including the year, you say you got to 72, you're in a 9 vibration, which is 7 plus 2. Or if you get like 37, you're in a 1 vibration because 7 plus 3 equals 1.
Yeah. Fascinating. And Nikki, how are you working the numbers?
I do a little bit like that, what Matt just described, but then I also, what I do is I look at the day of birth, and I marry those two, so the 2 and the 8 as a separate number, so that's a 10. Then I look at the 3 as a 3, and then I look at the 1, the 9, the 6 and the 4, marry that up, and that's, you know, what that breaks down to. And I look at that individually. So
is that the Pythagorean method, Nikki?
No, it's the Nikki Stewart method.
Well, both the Nikki Stewart and the Matthew James method work very, very well.
Yeah, the interesting thing with mine is I've had people ask me, well, does the year come in from my birthday, or does it come in at the beginning of the year, and how long does it last? I actually marry it up to probably about mid-February or March when the year actually starts. So for 2013, your vibration of a 1 is approximately March 2013 to March 2014, Sharon, because that's where I've got that bit of an overlap.
Right.
I worked that out by experimentation over the many years to try and find out where these cycles work. And all I can say is I must be working on a cycle where there was maybe a different calendar on the planet, or there's a different biorhythm. I've not isolated why I do it that way, but that way works. But it's really interesting when I'm starting doing a reading for someone, or you're in a 3 vibration, or your life took an incredible U-turn this year, because that's what a 3 vibration is. Well, yeah, I got a different job and I've moved out of the state, or I finished in that relationship and I moved back home, or I've done this or I've done that. And you can see the U-turn, and so many people are untrusting of that U-turn. And I always say, when a U-turn or that life-changing event comes in a 3, for example, you have to trust that direction. It's a new karmic lesson, or it's a direction your soul's taking you. And you've got that in about 2 years, Sharon.
So this is good news, isn't it?
It is good news, because I'm thinking about a certain person you've picked up from the airport.
Oh, okay. You are such a cheeky tots, aren't you, Mickey James?
Yeah, and I'm looking that maybe by the time you've got to about 2017, he will have got under your skin so much, you might actually agree to be hitched.
Oh, for goodness sake, Matthew, now come along now. You know that men are like a nice, warm, comfy coat. You put them in the closet and take them out when you want to wear them and you put them back again. You know
he,
my rule.
That's just a sick vibration.
Actually, I am wearing my Essex onesie tonight, and it has got bling.
Ah, interesting.
Excellent.
That's super. That's the first time I've actually experienced numerology, and I have to say, both of you, totally related, so clearly...
Excellent. Good to hear.
Yeah, very talented.
So let's have a music break, should we?
Yeah.
You guys deserve a cup of tea after all that.
Yeah, we're going to have a music break and then we're going to take some live calls because we've got some callers. So I actually would like to dedicate this particular song to Chris. If I can find it, because she actually said, are you going to play this particular song? And about 5 minutes before the show started, I was loading this up. So I'm going to dedicate this particular song to Chris, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Thank you.
welcome back to Conversations with Spirit 2. I'm Matthew James, your host. I have Nikki Stewart and Sharon Tunbridge in the studio with us in Studio 2 and 3. This is Studio 1. We are on Mike Spirit FM. We are a live internet radio station. And we are encouraging people to actually call in and to actually share their experiences with us. We will be opening the switchboard very shortly. We do have callers in there. Anybody who's actually in the chat room. Now, chat room tappers, keyboard tappers in the chat room, please put some questions in there so we can actually interact with you guys as well. Now, anybody who is interested in exploring my version of numerology, which is soul numerology, I do actually teach and train and mentor. I've got a system called intensive mediumship training, and one of the disciplines, as it were, is my soul numerology. I do actually train it. So if anyone's actually interested in learning soul numerology, how to implement it into live readings, even just for public pleasure, I was going to say. I meant private pleasure. Just contact me and I will sort of organize for you a mentoring session, soul numerology. I can do it over Skype or I can actually do it on a one-to-one. So that's, if anyone's actually interested, my website, www.matthewjamesmedium.com. My email is matthewjamesmedium@gmail.com. Ladies, are you back? Have you had your tea breaks and have you had your chance to stretch your legs?
I've only got little short ones and I did stretch them.
So how is Studio 2, Sharon? How's Auckland? How's Auckland been?
Auckland is very wet, but you probably remember that from when you guys lived here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's getting pretty cold and windy. It's winter.
Ah. Nikki, how's Studio 3? How's Queensland?
Actually, the days are quite nice, bit sunny. It's been a little bit grey today, but overall nice. And tonight it's just nice and crisp. Not too cold.
See, we had -3 yesterday morning, and
-3.
We had -3.
Oh my good lord! You never associate Australia with being cold.
Yeah, well, you do if you're in the ACT, because we're very close to the Southern Alps, you see, and we get all the cold weather and the snow and everything coming across. We don't actually get snow on the ground, but we get the cold.
Yeah, cold blast.
We've got an interesting question, and we're just going to break off from soul numerology and numerology for a moment. Gillian in the chat room asks, what about spirit boards? What are on spirit boards and like obviously Ouija boards, planchettes, etc. What are our thoughts?
I personally don't have a problem with them at all, and had quite a bit of experience with the Ouija board. Found them to be very powerful, very useful. But you do hear a lot of negative stories, don't you, Matthew?
Yes, we do. I last actually used a Ouija board when I was sweet 15, sweet 16, and it scared the rest of my life. I won't use them, I won't touch them, I won't go anywhere near them, and I tend to discourage anyone else from using them, only because if you are involved with the Ouija board naively or as an innocent or inexperienced person, you really don't know what you're pulling through, and you really don't know how to control when that entity comes through.
Well, very, very true. And they are very powerful.
They are. They're actually a portal. This is the scenario. I mean, just visualize a miniature version of the Stargate in Stargate SG-1. Instead of it being vertical, it's actually on your table. And when you actually use a Ouija board, you're actually dialing up a number. You're actually dialing into somewhere in the astral plane. And unless you've been through that portal and you know what's on the other side, you don't know what's on the other side when you dial that number up.
No, and it certainly would be very, very, very important to be aware, and very important that you are with people that have the experience and know how to deal with things. But touch wood, I haven't had any negative experiences myself.
Nikki,
but it was many years ago, many, many years ago.
Yeah,
I mean, we played with things like that as children, and at that point, I thought I knew everything, and we all did. It was an experience that had a bit of ruckus. There was quite a bit of energy that came through, and
yeah.
some things broke, and basically,
yep.
I said okay. At that age, I said that I will never ever play with anything like that again.
I would agree. I think we've all had that that experience, and should we just call it a healthy respect not to go there?
Yeah, I mean, I did it actually at school, and I also did it outside. And at school, we actually had windows banging, and we had chalk wipers flying across the air. I had somebody falling, being pushed off a bike. I had scratches. I mean, there was all sorts of phenomena which actually scared the living SH1T out of me, to tell you the truth, as a 15-year-old. But I also got some information. I got some historic information that I couldn't possibly have known relating to about the Cromwellian period. We actually got somebody through from that era, and we had to go to our history teacher to check the information out, and he had to go to a local, he had to go to the nearest university. Now, bear in mind, in these days, there was no internet. There was no way we could have done a Google search. All the information checked out, and he wanted to know how mere 15-year-olds at a high school knew information about the Cromwellian Wars that him, as a history teacher, didn't know. So we told him. I nearly got expelled from school.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
definitely...
You hit a portal. It's funny, you know, because you create a portal with the Ouija board. And what I've found, even in one of the bedrooms in my house, is a bit of a portal. And that tends to be a room that's not, you know, we don't really have anyone in there. And,
what do we define a portal as, Nikki, just to let listeners know what we term a portal?
Well, it's an opening. It is, for some reason, that particular room has all the energy enclosed within that particular area. I don't know why, but if I've had a couple of experiences, it is where, how can I say, if you want to experience the other side, you want to experience all the different levels that are available, it is in this particular room, in a particular spot.
Yeah.
And it's the way that I describe this to my husband, it's like there's a crack in the atmosphere. That's the best way that I can put it.
We're going to take our first call, ladies. So I don't know what our ordering system is going to be, but we'll see, dependent on who we actually have. This is a little bit like opening a portal, because I've got an area code and I don't know who the person is. So area code 360. Hello, area code 360. What's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Laurie. Did you say Laurie?
Yes.
Hi, Laurie.
Talk to you before.
Welcome to Conversations with Spirit 2. It's a little bit early for you, but what's your question for us today?
Well, I kind of got a lot going on in my life, and I'm wondering where I should focus on first, because my health is not too great. But I have all this other stuff to do too, so I'm not sure where to put my focus to to get what I want to get.
Nikki, do you want to fire off to start off, Nikki, and speak to Laurie first?
Yeah, no problem at all. Hi, Laurie.
Hi. I sent you on Facebook. I love your photos.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Or maybe it was the other lady that had the photos, but I did send you on Facebook too.
Just looking at the in your reading and just what you're experiencing at the moment. I mean, look, there's no doubt that you are in an enormous shift, an enormous letting go. You're dealing through grief here as well. You've got grief in your body, grief of what was, understood, what you've had to let go of. And I understand, you know, there's quite a bit of anxiety also that you're hearing that you have to be very mindful of, because this anxiety, particularly over the last 5 years, is predominant here, as far as what you're experiencing. So basically since 2008, 2007, you've been in this particular thing. And there's good news here, actually, within your reading. And it's this particular that you're in, you get out of this in around a 12-week time frame. You actually finish this cycle, which I feel has been kind of hell, really. And there is some of your wishes, or certainly something that you need to have a life, something that spirit is going to give to you is indicated here, that there is a path forward, that actually you need to keep being very, very courageous, be very creative in your thoughts here. Don't put any limitations in what you want to do, because you've always held yourself back. You've really listened, you've never really done what you wanted to do. It's always been around other people and what's best for them. And you've been now propelled, you've been pushed now to look at it, and it's been harsh, and it's been scary, and it's been, you know, very sad. But the flip side of this is that you are getting to know yourself and your heart, and you're a good, good soul. So just hang in there. Try and just let this energy go. It's not relevant anymore. Your health, I do feel, will improve as you release, because these energy blocks, as I said, these have been in your body for the last 5 years. So they kind of, you know, played around with us here. But there is definitely a reprieve coming, and I want you to just see through, particularly the next, as I said, the next 12 weeks. It might sound like a long time, but compared to what you've been through the last 5 years, 12 weeks isn't long. And you will be a whole new path here, and a path that I feel is going to be gifted with some, as I said, some opportunities. There is you getting your power back, you feeling like you can work, no negative thoughts of not wanting to, oh, I won't say it on air, but it's been pretty dark for you. All this is leaving. This is all leaving. And I just feel absolute reprieve, relief for you. And there's a lot of energy around love here, connections, friendship. All this stuff is going to come into your life, and it will start happening and build momentum after the bubble frame. So I'll leave it there.
Laurie, thank you.
Laurie, what's your date of birth, Laurie? I don't need the year.
10/14.
10/14, 14/10. Okay, so you are actually in the 3 vibration, which I'd explained earlier in the show. There are 3 vibration. Yeah. It's the curveball year. Yeah, you're very much in the curveball year, where your life has taken a different direction. Last year you may be stuck in a rut, or maybe you got off track somewhat. But what I've got to say to you, just generalizing, you have to have a lot of faith in the things that are actually coming around you now. There has been a lot of trust issues with you. And the problem that you've actually got this year is there's a lot of lifelines and there's a lot of offers of help with you this year that you will find very difficult to actually accept because you're a very giving person and you not want to actually naturally take. What you actually have to do is sit back and hand the reins over to other individuals now, because what I'm actually getting with your three vibration is a recuperation. You've really tried hard. You've put a lot of effort into things. And I get very strongly, Laurie, that there's a lot of emotional outwashing coming and outpouring with you. Like you need a good cry.
Yeah, but I'm tired of crying.
Now, I believe that has very much come from a grandparent. There is a couple together here, and I actually feel a very strong heart bond between these two. These would have been two very closely bonded souls, and they would have like had many years married together, and they would have been like, when they died, there would have been like a short length of time between each one of them going over. I feel very much that their outpouring of emotion is around you as well.
Nice.
Would that be on your, is that on your mother's side? Is that both her parents that have passed?
Yes, and she has passed as well.
Right. So who, where is this very strong sharing of bond? Is that both her parents, or was there a scenario there was a parent and your mum passed not long afterwards?
Oh, well, that could have been my grandmother and grandfather on my, well, my grandmother on my mother's side wasn't married to my real, my paternal, my birth grandfather. I don't know who my grandmother
all
was.
All I'm aware of is that somebody had, is talking to you about having a big heart, a very big heart.
Yeah.
And it's a big scenario of, you try to express this to others. You should be in caring, nursing. You should be in that vibration.
Yeah. Well, I have some ideas of what I want to do with the herbs and things.
Now, we've got a bit of breakup of sound, Valerie. Right. What I'm actually going to do, if I actually leave you there, Laurie, because you sound's breaking up, I'm actually going to thank you so much for calling in. And I just hope you can take the information that me and Nikki have provided for you.
Yes, I will.
I take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Laurie. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
We've just had a little bit of a sound dip. The listeners all who are regulars to the show will understand that Blog Talk Radio, every now and again, there is a little bit of a bandwidth problem and the sound does drift in and out. And we do apologize for any inconvenience that it is actually causing. If it is, if it's affecting your quality of listening, there is not much we can actually do about it. Now, Nikki,
yes,
your numerology, right? Do you actually use it in your readings?
Not unless someone asks. If they specifically ask, I will. Otherwise, I don't. Or if I'm having, let's say I'm stumped about something, or I'm feel a little bit confused about something, I may use it then, but generally no, not unless they are.
Okay, I've just put a thing into the chat room asking what about the next track's going to be, and I think by a general consensus it's going to be a Fleetwood Mac track. So what we're going to do, we're going to go into another music break, and then I've got a bit of a surprise for listeners, because we've got actually got another guest who I will be bringing in during the music break. So we will be back in about 4 minutes. This is a track by Fleetwood Mac. You are listening to Conversations with Spirit 2. Welcome back. That was a requested track, a Fleetwood Mac track, Tango in the Night, off the Tango in the Night album. I've been trying to bring a mystery guest in, but I've not been able to make the connection. So I'll keep trying throughout the show and try and bring a mystery guest on. For anyone who's wondering what that girl's voice is that keeps coming in on each of the intros, it's actually part of an EVP, an electronic voice phenomena recording that I made at Monte Cristo Homestead in June last year. The actual voice is actually, the girl actually responds to me, and my name is actually mentioned in that recording. And I'm just keep playing it because it fascinated you ladies last week, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh,
amazing.
Talked about it all week. I'd still love to listen to it again, but I know we did it so much last week.
It's just what I call solid proof. It's undeniable that that's an EVP, and that is definitely somebody from the other side saying Matthew in the middle of the recording.
Definitely.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
We'll take another live call, I think, and it's going to be area code 720. So, area code 720, what's your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jane, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi, Jane. I hope you're enjoying the show. I know you've been holding on for a little bit.
Yeah. How are you guys today?
We're really good, Jane. What's your question for us, please?
Well, I've been going through a lot of things lately in my life, but I think right now I'd like to know if maybe this relationship that I'm in is going to work out to something stronger.
Now, our love guru is Nikki Stewart, but our relationship expert is Sharon. So, Sharon, have you got something that you can actually link into for Jane?
I'll certainly give it a go for you, Jane. Jane, what's his name?
His name is Andrew.
Andrew. Okay. Well, it feels like you've got a bit of history with Andrew.
Yes.
And what I'm feeling here, I think that's a pretty strong bond. I don't think there's so much, I'm not really feeling it, anything that Andrew's particularly done, but I do feel that you've kind of become worried, and I'm wondering if some of this might be your imagination. Don't take that the wrong way, but I'm getting quite a good vibe off of him. He is difficult. I'll give you that, and his communication skills aren't that brilliant, but the underlying feeling I get from him is pretty positive, and I feel that he may have even tried to reassure you.
Yeah, you're right. I think it's just me, really.
Yeah, so there you go. Problem solved. Slap, slap. The man loves you. Just enjoy him.
Nikki, love guru, Nikki, please, 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 can you help Jane out with her crises?
Yeah, it feels here, I mean, the energy around this particular man is one of quite a hard working soul. I do feel he means well. I think with you, love, is that you've lived a life that things have not exactly gone to plan, and it's like, you know, we wait for things to go wrong. We wait for people to let us down. It's a little bit like the Cinderella, I'll call you Cinderella, and that is, you know, not that you've had two ugly stepsisters, but I do feel that you've grown in kind of a negative environment there through parts of your life, and the nurturing certainly wasn't, I feel, there for you. So in that respect, you've become very sensitized. So even if he looked the wrong way, you know, it would mean something big for you. But in saying that, I actually feel that he does, you know, at times tend to detach. He has his own things going on. I do feel, you know, at times his energy is busy in other areas, and that makes you frightened. As far as the longevity, or will this be everything that it needs to be, I do feel here that you can work together, but it's going to take an enormous amount of just compassion and understanding with each other, and for you to actually show him who you truly are, and who you truly are is wonderful. I feel that you've hidden away for a very, very long time, and it just might be time now for the world to see who you are.
Jane, okay. What's your date of birth, please, Jen? I don't need the year.
It's January 20th.
So you are in a vibration, which is the end of a cycle. Now, usually what's associated with the end of a cycle is old ways of thinking. I'm going to say very strongly here, Jen, you've got to get self-doubt out. You've got to bring self-love in, and you've got to bring self-belief in. And I think what's actually standing between you and the most blossoming, flourishing relationship you can have with this gentleman is self-doubt. I think this is the big test that you've had over the last couple of years. I think there's been a lot of reminders of self-doubt in recent times. And I'm going to talk about your kids as well. Would you have two kids?
No, I don't, but he does.
He has two kids. The irony is what's actually being said is I've got to talk about your two kids. So have you taken those children on board?
No. Actually, Andrew lives in England and I live in Colorado. So it's been very long distance and for a while. And we finally met in November of this last year and we got along really, really well. And it's kind of like, I'm waiting for the second get-together, but he's had a lot
right.
of things, and I've had a lot of things.
I don't know which way it's going to happen. I don't know if he's coming to you or you're going to him next, but the words that I've got to give you is his children are going to be delighted with you.
Oh, that's good.
I'm intuiting there's one of each here. Are you a boy and a girl?
Yep, a boy and a girl, uh-huh.
I've got a feeling that they've got a darn good stepmom coming up in the next few years.
Okay,
I've got a
really
feeling
good.
That he's going to be tempted to try and come over to you. And obviously he's got green card problems, he's got work issues, but I've got a feeling that he can probably legally stay for a few months at a time. And I think that's what's going to actually happen until something more permanent is made. That's the way it's been given to me anyway.
Oh, that's really good to hear, because that's what I've been hoping for, yeah.
Okay. Jane, I will actually leave it there for you, because I do actually have another guest that I would like to bring onto the show. I'm going to thank you for calling in all the way from sunny Colorado, and it was lovely talking to you.
It was lovely to talk to you guys. Thank you all so much. I appreciate that.
It's a pleasure.
That. Thank you.
Welcome.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jane.
Bye.
Okay, listeners, everybody, we do actually have another guest. She's a good friend of mine. She'll tell you all about herself. It's Danielle Lee. Danielle, are you there?
I am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hiya, Danielle. How's things?
Awesome.
Working to just give you a good Conversations with Spirit greeting, Danielle. Just let everybody know what you do. What's your specialist subject?
I'm a medium. I've been seeing spirit since I was a young girl, so far back as I can remember. I'm all the prayers quite easily. I do a bit of everything. So I do ghost tours as well. Take people on ghost tours and teach people to differentiate between photos of spirit and dust, and just to be able to teach people how they can tune into spirit themselves.
Excellent. And I mean, we've not caught up in absolutely ages, have we, Danielle?
No, it's been too long.
It has
way
been
too
long.
I'll
just introduce you to Nikki Stewart and to Sharon Tunbridge, who are our other guests on the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Danielle.
So we've got, Nick is actually in Queensland, Danielle, so she's a fellow Aussie. And then we've got Sharon, who's in Auckland. She's an Essex girl. She's another POM, but she's been living in Auckland for a very long time. So
yep, very long time.
Wow, lovely.
So I'm just wondering how we do this, ladies. Are you up for doing some live readings, Danielle, or what would you like to do? Do you want to stay on? It's entirely up to you, because I just wanted to just bring you on and say hi, because I'm going to actually invite you on as a guest in the near future. And I don't know what you would like to do this evening. Would you want to stay on? What do you want to do? I know you've got friends watching the rugby, but what would you like to do?
Well, I think I should really get back to my friends in a minute. So I just thought I'd come on and say hello and introduce myself. And
that's no problem. No problem at all, Danielle, because what I'll do is I'll obviously PM you in the near future, and we'll actually have you on as a guest on this show. And yeah, you'll be more than welcome.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, Danielle. Well, I'll speak to you soon anyway.
All right, I'll sign off now.
Yeah,
see you later, everybody.
Yeah, bye. Bye, Danielle.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, oh, ladies.
She's got a lovely voice, hasn't she?
She certainly has. She's what you
lady.
Call an old soul, a very, very spiritually enlightened, very switched on spiritual lady is Danielle.
Yeah, she seems lovely.
Right. Are we still talking about numerology, ladies, or are we moving on to the next topic of conversation?
Next one.
Meditation techniques, then. Sharon,
it's not a specialist field, but total appreciation and understanding that meditation is vitally important in everybody's life for many, many reasons, not just on a spiritual sense, but for health, well-being, peace of mind. And so I think anybody that would, you know, really, really like to make a difference in their own life should seriously look into the different techniques available. So I'm sure you two guys meditate mostly daily or daily.
Nikki, do you want to answer first? Because I've got a little bit lazy with my own meditation.
Oh, naughty boy.
I know.
Hey, Nikki, are you still meditating?
Just having a coffee in the morning, it's like that.
Absolutely, yeah, that counts.
It's called a caffeine contemplation, I think.
Yes, but again, I do, yes, every day. Yes, I'm meditating every
day. Well, yeah. This is one of the things. The thing with meditation is, for some people, it can be a really, really scary world, that it's some kind of magical experience that's really hard to do and really hard to attain. And the truth is, it isn't. And if we approach it in just a nice, calm, gentle way and just very slowly train our brains to shut up, we're halfway there. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, totally. I used to meditate a lot, and it did give me a lot of relaxation. I had a few really lovely experiences and a lot of reassurance, you know, a lot of safety in doing that. And it certainly is something I do need to look into, because I do feel that probably in our most truest state, when we're in that meditation, it's we're aligned, you know, we're aligned with everything beautiful and harmonious in the world in those times, just like we are when we go to sleep.
And scientifically proven as well, to lower stress levels, to rebalance, you know, the icky chemicals that we have running through our bodies. And it's vital. It's not
vital.
Really a luxury, it's vital.
It is
even
very
just
vital
for a few minutes a day, and to get into that healthy habit of just switching off, just being, just be for a while. Be nothing, be everything, doesn't matter. And as for the sort of fancy techniques, I guess that's something that we have to develop for ourselves, and we have to find something that works for the individual.
Right.
I mean, yeah, different methods, like focusing on breathing, that's quite a popular method, isn't it?
What people don't realise, Sharon, I'm sorry I'm butting in, is
yeah.
When you actually meditate, the scenarios you actually get into in a meditative state, your brain can't actually differentiate between whether you're in a dream world or a real world. So if you've got any barriers or any phobias or any fears in what we say the real world, the mundane world, and you start reenacting them in a meditative state, the brain can't differentiate between the two. So you can actually face fears and you can actually overcome weaknesses and any deficiencies actually in a meditative state.
Absolutely. But it would you agree it doesn't have to be difficult. It's not a magical thing. It's something that everybody can enjoy and relax into naturally. I'm not talking about advanced meditation.
Yeah, anybody can do meditation. Anybody can do meditation, because I know I do meditation classes. I've had advanced path workings where people, it's all about Kabbalah and Tree of Life. People who have never meditated before, and it's a simple technique. You put a piece of quiet music on. The way I do it, you actually narrate a scene. I'm the narrator, and I describe a scene, like it might be mountains and walking by the side of a lake, and the person actually starts visualizing what you are describing. The brain then will actually magically transform them to that place with their mind's eye. It's as simple as that.
Well, guided meditation, definitely a brilliant way to start. So that you get a hang, you get used to how it feels to be peaceful and to be quiet, to notice your mind chatter and yet do nothing about it. Just allow the mind to chatter away if need be.
Yeah, I actually did a workshop this weekend, ladies. I called it the Art of Pathworking and Creative Visualization, and it was 2 days of intense meditations based on the Tree of Life. What essentially it is you're accessing your subconscious, and you're accessing what lies below the conscious mind, and you're effectively reprogramming your subconscious. Now, the subconscious only talks in symbols and symbology. So you've got to understand what your subconscious is saying through symbols. But once you understand that, you can actually reprogram and rewire your subconscious, which will then actually affect the way that you actually go about your conscious mundane life. And if you train your subconscious correctly, you can bring abundance to you. You can get over phobias. You can go from introvert to extrovert. You can get your creativity activated. You can get your spirituality activated, because it's in your subconscious. Your subconscious is basically the hard drive of a computer with software. And what I was actually, a great meditation I was actually showing people on the night was, imagine that your subconscious is a computer screen. And by tapping in and looking at the files on the computer screen, you're accessing your subconscious. And believe me, that simple symbology works.
Definitely. And so, the purpose of meditation to... make the mind very calm so you can totally access the subconscious mind to become peaceful. And if we're peaceful, then we should technically be free from worries and any mental discomfort.
And then
move into that really sort of peaceful part of the experience where we can actually experience true happiness as well. And when you've experienced the true happiness, that can apply to your everyday life also. But medically, it's good for you. So I like guided meditations that you do, Matthew. I think they're very useful.
They're ancient. It's actually ancient wisdom, Sharon, because the big secret that all these secret societies like Golden Dawn and all these different societies, the big secret to the actual magic that they were actually practicing was creative visualization and going inwardly into the inner planes. It's all meditation. It's all creative visualization. It's accessing the right hand brain And it's all about basically entering those realms that are effectively accessible through the dream state. It's all about dream control as well.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Where you get your good revelations and the useful stuff for your life.
That's right.
We like our revelations. But I'm sure everybody listening has been practicing their meditation. It doesn't have to be sitting cross-legged, does it, Matthew? You don't have to sit there.
No, you can lie down, you can stand up, you can do a walking meditation.
Take a walk in nature, take a walk anywhere, stand in the garden. Just switch off for a few moments and reconnect with your own body, breath, and allow it to expand from there. But for a beginner, definitely guided meditation all the way.
If anyone wants to actually find out more about guided meditations that I actually personally do through my mentoring sessions, again, just contact me via my website or through my email address, MatthewJamesMedium@gmail.com, because I do actually, I do the odd meditation through Skype. It depends on the connection, but I can actually do meditations through Skype. With that, ladies, we're actually going to take another music break, and we're then going to go back into some live calls. And area code 860, if you are listening, you are next. This is a song by an Irish group called Clannad. It's got a bit of a enchanting atmosphere to this song, so I'm just going to bring the tone of the... and the show down a notch or two, and we will be back in just under 5 minutes.
Christ of the
You're listening to Conversations with Spirit 2. I was really chilled into that song then. You just talked something in my mouth. So I love that song. That's one of my particular favourites by Clannad, and it really takes me back to mystical the mystical myths of Avalon and the UK. So I guess I was on a little bit of a visualisation there because it caught me out. What did you ladies think of that song then?
I think we went on the same journey as you. It was really, it sucked you into the relation, didn't it?
It certainly does, and I'm chomping on a bit of licorice, and I suddenly think, there's a bit of silence there. I think I need to talk. So, yeah, we are our Conversations with Spirit too. Everybody who's just listening and just plugging in for the first time, it's the second show of the week. We have an earlier show on a Tuesday morning, which goes out. It's actually 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And this is the second show of the week. I was actually going to quote something, ladies, from the Art of Pathwork and in Creative Visualization Workshop note from this week's workshop. And it's all about how to meditate. And it effectively says you find a place where you can sit comfortably without any interruption for at least 10 minutes. And this is recommended for 10 minutes every day. Silence isn't exactly necessary, but what's actually recommended is the room should be free of obtrusive noises like TV or phones or nearby conversations. Because when you're in a meditated state, your mind tends to tune into where there's voices to try and understand what the voices are saying, and it is a distraction. The best recommended ways of actually having the posture for a meditation is actually being cross-legged or kneeling on a meditation bench or sitting in a chair. Those are the most recommended ways of doing it. And you don't cross your arms. The best way to do it is to put your hands in your lap, one on top of the other, with the palms facing upwards. You don't clench your hands. And you can have your eyes open or closed. Now, I actually have tried both meditation with and without music. And I tend to find if you want to contemplate, if you want to actually access your mind and actually seek some answers about a question or a worry or a woe or something that's actually happening in your life, do it without music. That's called contemplation. But the meditation bit, I always like the New Age style music, like the Phil Thorntons or the Med Goodall on in the background. That, to me, that embellishes the meditation. Nikki, what's your way of meditating?
What I do is I'll just put some beautiful music in the background, just very, very lightly. I will burn incense and candles and just try and set the scene. I tend to lay down when I do a meditation and just really just go into a space of just absolute light. I have I connect with what is my version of the Christ consciousness, and we connect in this. I connect with Mikhail Yushi, which is basically the creator of Reiki, because I've had him materialize for me, so I have a connection with him and certainly a lot of the angelic realm. So I do some work that way. It's hard to put into words quickly, but basically I take off the suit, the human suit. So you could imagine my who I am body wise, just zipping it all off and just being, you know, this being of light, and I go into a remarkable kaleidoscope of light and just dance around in that, fly around in that, just clear and clean my energy. And when I feel I'm ready, then I will be zipped back up and come out again.
That sounds really inspirational, Nikki. I think we're going to take another caller. And it's going to be area code 860. Hello, area code 860. What's your name and where you're calling from, please?
My name's David, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, David. What's your question for us? It'll be your morning. What's your question for us?
Yeah, it's early morning, but not that early.
Yeah.
I was reading on your site about mediumship and everything to do with that. You mentioned that earlier on your website.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering if anyone's coming through for you guys, for me.
Okay, mediumship for David. Nikki, I'm going to give you the honor of being able to connect for David.
Okay, I'll certainly try my hardest to connect with you. Now, the first impression here that I am receiving is of a male. It is of a male, but he's in the company. The female's more in the background, but we do have a very, very strong male presence here. There's definitely a sickness involved here with one of these people's crossing over. And also, we have September. September is a reference for either someone that's crossed or still here, but there's a significance of the month of September here in relation to this. Can I ask you, David, did any of the people that you're wanting or person that you're wanting to connect with, do we have a stomach problem or issue? This could also be related to someone still in the living, but I'm just trying to build blocks here with this because I'm getting a lot of different things coming through here and I'm just trying to settle it down.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you hit right on the head with. September is connected with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's when her birth month is.
Yes.
There were a lot of females in my life, and there's been a lot of death in my life. But I think I know who the male is. It's the one I want to talk to.
Well, the male is definitely. As I said, the female, you know, being mum, well, it is in the background. The male has certainly come through. He comes through with an April connection as well. So there's something that took place in April.
Oh my God! Hey, you. How you doing, bro?
Yeah, he's here.
My God. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
David, this guy is blunt as he comes, and he is telling me as it is that you were testing us guys and he's ticking you off for doing that. You doubted him.
What? Repeat that?
This gentleman is saying that you were testing us and that was so naughty of you.
Well, yeah, I was testing to see if he would actually come through. I didn't know if he would or not.
You doubted his belief system, didn't you? And I'm pretty certain that this guy was always going to come through, but he was going to come through in his own time.
Well, he has a couple of times in little ways. Oh, God, I've missed him.
Yeah, you think that those knots have been untied, and he's saying you cannot untie those knots. You are bound. You made a pledge and you're bound, and that's the words that I'm getting, and I'm getting them as strong as that. And I've drawn a smiley face on a pad, and that smiley face is you.
My God, that's him. Through and through.
But were you Dave or Dave, or did you have like a little pet name that's not going to be repeated here that you were called?
Pet name. Well, no. See, here's the funny thing. We never actually met in person in life. But in death, we ended up getting to know each other a little bit more. He was someone who was well-known. and I knew it was him. We came from the same state. We both came from Connecticut.
Yeah.
And I grew up knowing about him and everything. And it was funny, the day he died, I got a very painful feeling about that, about him being in trouble or injured.
Head and stomach, I'm being shown. Head and stomach.
Yes, exactly. Head and stomach.
And the back of the neck as well.
Yes, that was it. And it happened twice. First, when I first had the feeling, I was in a movie, in a video store, and I got that feeling. Something was really wrong. And then a week later, when I got the news, the actual confirmation, I doubled right over. I didn't want to get out of the house for 2 weeks afterward.
And you say you'd never met this guy, but you had a connection with him.
Yes.
But he's actually talking that you guys have conversed.
A couple of times, yes, in a way or two. One time
Wait a minute, David. I've also got a father figure here as well.
A father figure?
Like a grandfather or somebody who would have fathered you at some time.
Well, I know that one grandfather's dead. The other one's alive, but he's too stubborn to go to a doctor when he has pain. And I'm worried about that.
I'm just kind of a little bit wary about your situation, or I'm a little bit wary about the knife edge that you're on at the moment. And I've just got the feeling that what's basically being said to me is there are people who are a little bit toxic or a little bit not exactly what they seem to be around you, or not exactly helpful around you.
Yeah, I know who you're referring to there. But it's like, what are you going to do? Some people are just who they are. You know what I mean?
That's correct. Sharon, Polly, voice vibration expert, do you have anything that you actually want to add for David?
Hi, David. How you doing?
I'm stunned and excited. I mean, oh, my
very
God.
Exciting.
It's been so long.
My love
it feels like
a beautiful feeling, isn't
it? No time has passed.
Oh, well, it's a beautiful thing. You've been very, very blessed to have been given this opportunity with Nikki and Matthew. You know, they're both extremely well-known this side of the world. They're very, very good at what they do. I'm loving your energy. You seem like a pretty happy chap. I know you haven't had an easy time. I'm sure we don't need to go into details there. But it's...
you're hitting the nail on the head, too. The three of you so far are hitting the ballpark.
Do you have any questions? What do you want to know? How can I help you tonight?
Oh, well, I don't know who to ask this question to.
Just ask it.
What?
You just fire away with that question, honey.
All right. Well, one question I wanted to ask him was, what the hell was he thinking? And you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Mm.
Then, please, go on.
How do you actually? How much do you believe the official story?
I've had some questions about it, but I, you know, what can I do? I'm in Connecticut, and it all happened out west.
Hmm. Yeah. It's not what it seems. That's all I'm going to say. Sorry, Sharon. I had to cut in there.
No, I'm glad you did. It's probably, this might be one of those really...
More than that I can go on here? I mean...
I'll tell you what I'm sensing with you. I'm sensing you have got a lot of unanswered questions. I reckon
you've got some... Slow down so I can hear what you're saying. You're going too fast there.
I think you have some very strong gut feelings. And I think there's been some issues around perhaps this person that we're speaking of that have been weighing very heavily on your mind. And there's a lot of curiosity there as well, looking for some truth.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things that weren't exactly understood. It's like, it all happened so fast.
Might, Yeah, yeah. This may not be the right forum. You know, I'm sensing here some of this information might be a little delicate.
Yeah, I don't want to reveal who I sense this person is.
No, you know what?
I can say
but it is
that
a famous person. I know that.
What do you say?
And the person that we're linking to here is most definitely a famous person, and he's actually expressing his wealth as diamonds, or he's talking about a diamond.
No, not wealth of diamonds, but he is
no,
well
what
known
I'm saying
and
is,
well loved.
No, what I'm saying, Dave, is he's referring to his wealth, right, as being as meaningless to him as. How about diamonds? He didn't mean anything to him.
That makes sense because he was always very selfless and
he gave
one
it
of the
away.
People I've ever
he
known.
Was giving it away. That's the best way of putting it.
Mm-hmm. He would have.
He didn't see diamonds as being precious. That's the best way of putting it. He was more interested in how people saw him, portrayed him, how he felt towards people, and how they felt towards him. He was always reaching out to people. That's what is being expressed here.
Yes, yes. Does the phrase, let's get through it together, mean anything?
Yeah, he's... Obviously, I don't want to elaborate anymore, but all I'm going to leave
anyway.
Dave, and then we'll get on, is that there is a lot of questions, most certainly, over this guy's death. And all I'm going to do is that what he anyway in my mind, he's very much aware of there was somebody behind him where he was sitting or where he died.
There was someone with him?
Yes.
Well, at least I'm glad he wasn't alone.
So he wasn't on his own.
So there was someone there. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't talk about it. You know, it hurt, his death hurt a lot of people. I mean, he was really loved.
I'm gonna leave the reading there, if that's okay, Dave, because I might actually reveal a little bit too much for live radio. I tend to get very
well. You know, let me give you my IM, and you can talk to me privately in instant message.
Well, I tell you what you do, Dave. What you do, Dave, is you give me you send me an email to MatthewJamesMedium@gmail.com.
All right. Let me let me get my email up for so I can do that.
Yeah.
Hold on, 2 minutes here. Because I really want to go through.
Or, even easier, www.michael.james.
Now, let me get my email up. It's easier for me to do the email thing. Good Lord, woman.
You prefer to email. Oh, it's easier to book a reading through a website, trust me.
I'm going to have to move on because time's of the essence. So thank you so much for calling in.
Okay, let me just at least write down your email address.
MatthewJamesMedium@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, hold on here. I'm just trying to send this to myself here. Okay, hold on here. Is there any chance you could do a numerology for me? Or is there not time?
No, man. Just keep your type set down in the end, sweetie. It's MatthewJamesMedium@gmail.com. Fire your questions across to that. Absolutely. Going to be a fascinating reading, I can tell.
That
right
would
away,
be interesting.
You're going to enjoy it, my love. You really are.
Ladies,
we've
got... We're in our last 15 minutes. Unbelievably so. We're in our last 15 minutes.
Oh, not already.
I know. It's gone ridiculously quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
And it's a fascinating subject. Both the meditation and the numerology are absolutely fascinating.
They are. They're fantastic.
What we need to do at this point is find out what we're actually going to talk about next week. So I'm actually... first of all, I'm going to throw it into the chat room. What do we want to do next week? I actually just reminded by Chris. I may not be actually the host next week because I may well be out of internet range. So you guys, what I'll do is I will actually organize something with you guys. We might actually have Kerry or Mike as the host next week. It's going to be the same format, but it won't be me that's the host next week. Or it might be
where are you
get internet.
Where are you off to then?
We're going to be in deepest New South Wales where, put it this way, the internet is terrible. So there will probably more than likely be a show next week, but it'll be a little bit different because if it's Kerry or Mike, they're from the UK for starters. So you're going to have to excuse their money. You know what all sponsors are like, Sharon, don't you?
Oh, I still remember, indeed, and I'm still one of them.
I know.
One of those
in the UK, water goes clockwise and it goes anti-clockwise here when it goes down the spout. So things are a little bit different in the Northern Hemisphere.
Actually, yeah, that's true. Forgotten about that little fact.
I know, and it was called a bit of a myth, but it's true. Water goes the other way. And the reason why I've just walked into that one is that it's also the same when you actually raise or close energy. In the Northern Hemisphere, when you go clockwise, you do clockwise to actually raise energy. You go clockwise over here to actually close a circle or bring the energy down. It's absolutely weird. The vibration's totally different in this hemisphere to the Northern Hemisphere as far as magic's concerned. Did you know that, Nikki?
As far as clockwise, no, that's not something I've heard before. Energy, yeah, but not in that way.
Yeah, energy goes the opposite way here. So in the UK, when you open a circle or you're raising energy, you always go clockwise. Always clockwise.
That's interesting.
Over here, you open a circle or raise energy anti-clockwise.
That's interesting.
Can you imagine me when I've just arrived in New Zealand from the UK and I'm putting protective circles around me and I'm putting protective energies around me and I suddenly do it in the clockwise way and nothing happens?
Yeah. You would have found out quick.
Well, I certainly did. It was pretty funny. I think we've got time for another call, ladies. I'm going to bring in area code 561. Now, I'm going to have to use the timer on this one. This is going to have to be a quick fire question, probably just a couple of minutes. So, volunteers, please, to actually work with 561. Who's intuitive enough to think that this is for them? Nikki, Sharon?
Oh, we'll take it as it comes. Let's hear the voice.
All right. Code 561, what's your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Lisa from Florida. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. This is going to have to be a quick fire. So what's your question, please?
About work coming up for me.
Okay. Sharon, voice vibration reading, work situation for Lisa.
Okay. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Can you hear me? You can hear me okay?
Yes.
Good. I'm just trying to just speak to me a little bit. So you've got some issues around your work.
I'm looking for work,
right, because I was trying to get in. I couldn't really find much there. Looking for work. Well, I certainly don't feel you're looking in the wrong direction. If anything, you're starting to look beneath your skills and you need to look above them and work. Does that make sense? You're starting to get a bit stressed and look at anything. You've got to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
So focus on your main priorities, things that are going to make you happy. And with you, I mean, you've got a really giving nature, and I don't feel that you've been able to express that recently either. So I'm not suggesting you're a caregiver, but you've got a very giving sort of nature. and you need to be around people. You shouldn't be stuck underground. Have you been working previously in quite a dark environment or an almost underground?
Not good environment at all.
I really wouldn't get what I'm feeling about you. You should see some changes coming up relatively soon. But yeah, take the pedal off of the stress, refocus your mind on really the small joys that a job, forget about the money, but just the small joys that the job may bring into your life, and you need to be around people. Simple as that. Does that make sense? Because I'm not seeing anything that's going to, I'm just not seeing any obstacles or anything that should be preventing you getting what you want. We've got a little bit of a lack of confidence, but nothing that you need to be concerned about at this stage.
You're out of time, Karen, unfortunately.
Okay. Sorry.
I hope that's been a help, Lisa, because time is actually against us. We're into about the last 5 minutes. So I hope that's been a help. Okay. So, ladies, it has been incredible to have you on the show again.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
It's always a pleasure to have you two on the show. I always dread the last 5 minutes when we're going to say our goodbyes, because we always have a really good patter on the show. And
it's always so different, isn't it? Every week it's different conversation, different things we're learning. And it seems to be growing a little, just like a little soul of its own, isn't it, this radio show?
That's right. I mean, it was interesting. I just share this with the listeners. I just mentioned to Sharon and Nikki just via a Skype message that the number of archive listeners, that's listening to the show after it's been on air, is increasing dramatically. There's more and more people getting to hear about this show. There's more and more people who are actually realizing there is a wealth of knowledge and information to actually be gleaned from the show. Plus there's some really good music as well, but that's my opinion. But it is actually growing in vibration, this show, each week.
It certainly feels that way.
Definitely growing little soul.
Now obviously I'm may not be on next week. I'm not going to be on Conversations of Spirit, the other show, on the Tuesday morning. Well, I'm not planned to be anyway, and I know it's been organised with Mike Davis and his fiancée, Kerry, that they will be hosting the show next week. I might nip in as a guest if I've got internet access. I don't know if I have, so I can't promise anything. The same is actually going to apply to next Wednesday. This time next week, Conversations with Spirit 2 is more than likely still going to go ahead. There's more than likely still going to be Sharon and Nikki. It may not be me in the hot seat. It probably isn't going to be me in the switchboard, but we will organise it that Nikki and Sharon are still on the show. And if I can get onto the show in any capacity, I will be. So please, listeners, please still tune in this time next week. It'll still be advertised in the same way on Facebook. I'm actually going to thank everybody in the chat room for joining in conversations. I'm going to thank everybody who has actually been listening in this evening. I'm going to actually give everybody a round of applause. Because without you guys, we don't have a show. And I'm going to thank Nikki again for being on the show. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.
I'm going to thank Sharon again for being on the show. Thank you, Sharon.
Well, thank you.
And I'm also going to give a round of applause to Daniel Lee for being brave enough to come on the radio. There's a State of Origin match on going on in her front room, and apparently there was quite a lot of noise in the background. So, Daniel, if you're still listening, this is for you. Hang on a minute. There we go. So, Oh, guys, this is it. This is the outro music, and this is the end of the show. So, what I'm actually going to do is I'm actually going to play a bit of a blues track as our outro. Until next time, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bond drink, bond, bond.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.